go.
This is a meeting of the Rental Housing Commission. The date of this meeting is September 22nd, 2017. The location is the hearing room of the commission and the commission's offices located in Suite 1140 BN 441 4th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20001. This meeting has been appropriately noticed in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. Pursuant to the Rental Housing Act of 1985 as amended, D.C. Code Section 423502.02b2, quote, a majority of the Rental Housing Commission shall constitute a quorum to do business, and any vacancy shall not impair the right of the remaining Rental Housing Commissioners to exercise all of the powers of the Rental Housing Commission. Two commissioners are in attendance at this meeting. I, Chairman Peter B. Segedy-Mazak, and Commissioner Michael Spencer. The purpose of this meeting is for the two commissioners in attendance to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft decisions and orders of the commission in the following two appeals, respectively. Christine L. Burkhart, tenant appellant, versus B.F. Saul Company, B.F. Saul Property Company, and Klingel Corporation, housing providers appellees. File RHTP06-28708. In the second appeal, then Purbabai Housing Provider Appellant versus Christopher Bell et al., tenants appellees, case number RHTP1330448. The author of both of these draft decisions and orders in the aforementioned appeals is Chairman Peter Segedy-Mazak. The Commission will vote on each draft decision and order at this meeting. I, Chairman Peter Segedy-Mazak, will now make a statement regarding the draft decision in Burkhart v. B.F. Saul Company, B.F. Saul Property Company, and Klingel Corporation, RHTP0628708. As the author of the draft decision and order in this appeal as reflected in the document before us, I, Chairman Peter Segedy-Mazak, hereby ratify and affirm as follows: that my initial proposed decision and order was circulated to each commissioner for individual review, revision, and comment, that I incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner into the proposed draft decision and order with the knowledge and consent of each commissioner, and that the document before us accurately and completely reflects and recites the text of the draft decision and order that incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner and that has received the preliminary approval of each commissioner. I, Peter Segedy-Mazak, have had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us at this meeting, and I'm now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us. Commissioner Spencer, may I please have your decision on this matter?
I approve and I agree.
Have you had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us at this meeting?
I have.
Are you now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us?
I am.
Who will make a motion to adopt and approve the draft decision and order in Burkhart v. B.F. Saul Company, B.F. Saul Property Company, and Klingel Corporation, RHTP0628708, as an approved decision and order of the Commission in this appeal?
I do.
And I second. We will now vote on the motion. Commissioner Spencer, do you vote yes or no on the motion to adopt and approve the draft decision and order in Burkhart v. B.F. Saul Company, B.F. Saul Property Company, and Klingel Corporation, RHTP0628708, before us as the Commission's approved decision and order in this appeal?
I vote yes.
I, Peter Segedy-Mazak, hereby vote yes on the motion to adopt and approve a decision and order in Burkhart v. B.F. Saul Company, B.F. Saul Property Company, and Klingel Corporation, RHTP0628708, as the Commission's approved decision and order in this appeal. Let the vote for approval be recorded as unanimous vote of the Commission to adopt and approve the draft decision and order as the Commission's approved final decision and order in this appeal. A document entitled Decision and Order in Burkhardt v. BF Saul Company, BF Saul Property Company, and Klingel Corporation, RHTP 06-28708, is incorporated by reference into the audio and written record of this meeting. The Commission reserves the right to make any minor spelling and grammatical, punctuation, or similar minor technical corrections to the approved decision and order before its issuance to the parties, public distribution, and/or publication. The clerk of the court is instructed to circulate the approved decision and order for signature by the two commissioners. The clerk of the court will deliver the approved decision and order to the Department of Housing and Community Development later today for mailing by first-class mail to the parties. A copy of the approved decision and order will be available for pickup by the general public at the Commission's offices during regular office hours tomorrow. The author of the draft decision and order in Purbabai v. Christopher Bell et al., RHTP 1330448, is Peter Segedy Mazak. The Commission will now vote on this draft decision and order at this meeting. I, Chairman Peter Segedy Mazak, will now make a statement regarding the draft decision. As the author of the draft decision and order in this appeal, as reflected in the document before us, I hereby ratify and affirm as follows: that my initial proposed decision and order was circulated to each commissioner for individual review, revision, and comment, that I incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner into the proposed draft decision and order with the knowledge and consent of each commissioner, and that the document before us accurately and completely reflects and recites the text of the draft decision and order that has incorporated any relevant and appropriate proposed revisions from each commissioner and that has received preliminary approval of each commissioner. I, Peter Segedy Mazak, have had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us at this meeting, and I am now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us. Commissioner Spencer, have you had a full and fair opportunity to review the text of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us at this meeting?
I have.
Are you now prepared to vote on the adoption and approval of the draft decision and order as reflected in the document before us?
I am.
Who will make a motion to adopt and approve the draft decision and order in Purbabai v. Bell et al., RHTP 1330448, as an approved decision and order of the Commission in this appeal?
I do.
I second the motion. We will now vote on the motion. Commissioner Spencer, do you vote yes or no on the motion to adopt and approve the draft decision and order in Purbabai v. Bell et al., RHTP 1330448, before us as the Commission's approved decision and order in this appeal?
I vote yes.
I, Peter Segedy Mazak, hereby vote yes on the motion to adopt and approve a decision and order in Purbabai v. Bell et al., RHTP 1330448, as the Commission's approved decision and order in this appeal. Let the vote for approval be recorded as a unanimous vote of the Commission to adopt and approve the draft decision and order as the Commission's approved final decision and order in this appeal. The document entitled Decision and Order in Purbabai v. Bell et al., RHTP 1330448, is incorporated by reference into the audio and written record of this meeting. The Commission reserves the right to make any minor spelling, grammatical, punctuation, or similar minor technical corrections to the approved decision and order before its issuance to the parties, public distribution, and/or publication. The clerk of the court is instructed to circulate the approved decision and order for signature by the commissioners. The clerk of the court will deliver the approved decision and order to the Department of Housing and Community Development for timely mailing by first-class mail to the parties. A copy of the approved decision order will be available for pickup by the general public at the Commission's offices during regular office hours tomorrow. During regular office hours on Monday. This meeting of the Rental Housing Commission is hereby adjourned.